We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. V'oz ono magbir malidei ze koyach ha-moishech. And by doing this, we strengthen the true koyach ha-moishech, shu b'china sofer, which we said is dirt, which has this natural gravitational pull. V'idei ze yekuyam hisnari me'ofor kumi. And through that, the person will be zeicher to see the fulfillment of what the pasuk says: "Shake off the dirt from yourself and rise up." V'zeh shemaftirim b'Shabbos Nachmu. Now, Rav Nosson says you'll see why right after Tisha B'Av, when we read the parsha the week after that, we read the haftorah Nachamu Nachamu Ami. The pasuk says there, "Koil koirei b'Midbar," a voice cries out in the desert, in the wilderness. Kol gei yinose, that all the valleys will be lifted up, v'chol har v'giva yishpolu, and all the mountains and hills will be lowered, v'hoyo he'okoiv lemishoer, and those who were originally in a very low place will be straightened out. Kiyonu moidim she'ikor koyach ha-moishech she'ba'ofor ha'koyel me'hatzadikim she'him ikor koyach ha-moishech. We're acknowledging, and we're letting it be, we're broadcasting the fact that the true koyach ha-moishech in the ofor all comes from the tzaddikim. They're the real koyach ha-moishech. V'yalkein heim yecholim l'shanes ha-ofor bi'atzmo mitivo. And that's why they're the ones who have the ability to change the dirt, the earth, from its natural state. K'moishereinu b'ribu ya-moivsim shos ha-moishe. As we saw from the multitude of miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did. He was able to turn dry land into water and water into dry land when it came to the splitting of the Red Sea, when it came to striking the rock to get water. And so too we know that in the future we're going to see the wonders of Hashem. As the pasuk says, the city, half the city will split at its midpoint. Sheyiru sheyesh koyach latzadikim leshanoi seofor biatzma mitivo ulahagbia hagai ulahashpilahor velase sokov lemishor. People will see then that tzadikim have the ability to change the earth itself from its natural position and to lift up the valleys and to lower the mountains and to straighten out what needs to be straightened out. Shekol ze moire, shekol ha'ofor, v'kol ha'koyach ha'moishech shebesecha, ha'koyel mi'hatzadikim. All of this shows us that the ofor and the koyach ha'moishech inside of it all comes from the tzadikim. Sheheim ikur koyach ha'moishech ha'amiti. They are the true koyach ha'moishech, lahamshech ha'koyel l'shorosho ha'elyoim, to draw everything to its true shorish. That's one interpretation of this pasuk. V'gam, another interpretation, kol gei yinose, merames al maila so'anova v'ashiflus. This pasuk, which says that all the valleys will be lifted up, teaches us how special is humility. Shehu b'chinas mandehu zeir hu rav, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, one who is small, he's really very, very great. B'chinas mashpil geim u'magbi ashfolim, as the pasuk says about Hashem, that Hashem lowers those who are arrogant and He lifts up those who are humble. Shehanamuchim v'ashmolim b'shfolim b'emes k'mo yagai yinosu. Those who are really low and humble, like the valley, they will be elevated. V'hagvoyim b'enehem, and those who consider themselves great, k'mo yahar v'givo, like mountains and hills, yishpolu, Hashem will lower them. Shayidei zeh, Iker his gabrus koyach ha-moishech. This is what really gives strength and energy to the koyach ha-moishech, ayidei bitul ha-geyus v'ha-kovoid, by a Jew working on himself to eliminate arrogance, the desire for recognition, rak leida shiflusoi b'emes, but rather to realize and to understand and recognize how low he really is. And this is why the pasuk says after that in the Haftorah, "V'niglo kvoid Hashem," the kvoid of Hashem will be revealed. Sheze Iker Bechinas Koyach HaMoshech HaAmiti. That's the true Koyach HaMoshech. Shu Kvoid Hashem Yisborach, which is the cover of Hashem. Shehu Shoyresh HaKoil, which is the foundation, the source of everything. Shebishviloi Nivra HaKoil. That's the purpose for which everything was really created. And we find, in fact, the Gemara darshins that posuk kol gei nosa regarding humbleness. And this is why we have what we call 3 weeks, the 3 weeks between Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, Shiesh Behem Shalosh Shabbosim, in which there are 3 Shabboses, Shehem Keneged Shloisha Regolim Shepogmohem, corresponding to the 3 holidays which we were a poigim in. She'ikar ha'tikin al-idei b'china Shabbos. And the main tikkun for that is through Shabbos, shehi b'chinas ge'ulo ho'achroina, which represents the final ge'ulo. V'alkein koirenos parshas Pinchas, and this is also why we read parshas Pinchas after Tisha B'Av. She'kosuv bo'i Shabbos v'chol hayomim toivim. That's the parsha which speaks about the sacrifices that are brought on Shabbos and on all the other holidays. Ki achshav ono mamshichim al idei ha-sholoi Shabbosim hizgalus kedushas ha-gimel regolim. Because now, after Tisha B'Av, through these 3 Shabbosim, which include before and after Tisha B'Av, we reveal the holiness of the 3 holidays, Shebohen his gabrus koyach ha-moshech al koyach ha-machriach, which are special times when the koyach ha-moshech takes over the koyach ha-machriach. Ki ha-gula achreina shona metzapim hu bebechina Shabbos, because the final gula that we're hoping for and yearning for and waiting for is compared to Shabbos. U'kamoshekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'lo ye'omeroi, people will not say anymore, they won't make an issue anymore about celebrating Yitzias Mitzrayim, but as the holidays represent, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, but rather they'll be celebrating the final Gula, which represents Shabbos.